Priestville, what's the fifth command of firearm safety? If you realize you are lost in the bush, what's the first thing you do? This grouse has feathered legs, what's that mean? Asked Brad Steppen, firearm safety instructor. These were just some of the many questions asked and answered during the Hunter's Education course held this April in Priestville. The course had 20 students enrolled with many local volunteers who helped throughout. The course is administered by SAFE, Saskatchewan Association of Firearms Education, and is taught throughout the province by certified volunteer instructors. The course would not take place or be as successful without the help of many different individuals and groups. Brad Steppen, instructor, spoke briefly and acknowledged all the individuals who had a hand in making the course such a success. Firstly, I would like to thank Shauna and Tara from SAFE headquarters in Regina. These two ladies are excellent at their work of administering the program throughout the province and are a constant, reliable source of support to both instructors and students. Thank you to Principal Doug King and all the teachers, staff, and janitors who so graciously let us invade the school for almost 3 weeks of evening classes. The facility is so well suited to teaching the course and we are blessed to be given the opportunity to use it, said Steppen. Thank you to the students, parents, grandparents and drivers. What a great group of young and older students we had this year. Engaged, excited, respectful, and definitely full of energy. It was an absolute treat to teach this amazing group. The dedication of the driver is always so encouraging, so thank you drivers. Thank you to the Priestville Wildlife Federation for having our back, in case we need help of any kind. What a great group of people who care about our young people getting involved in hunting, fishing, the outdoors and conservation. And thank you for giving gift scholarships to the graduation students each year. Special thanks to Greg and Heather Gorielitsa for your tireless leadership. Thank you to all you folks in our huge area where our students come from. We have tremendous support and excitement from so many of you. It is great to see students over the years come from as far away as Norquay, Kenora, Kelvington and Usherville, he continued. A very special and heartfelt thank you to my fellow instructors both past and present. What a joy to teach alongside my good friend, Norman Johnson for many years. For all of you who work with someone you really get along with well, know the work isn't really work. It's a great opportunity to share your life with someone who cares about you. You get to invest in their life and the laughter and love is deeper. Norman, we miss you, he said. For the present, for myself, that word, present, really speaks to my thoughts of my fellow instructors. They are all a gift, not just to myself, but to our students and their lives. So, thank you to Johnny Petrushin, Dave Nineski, Gerald Ignatiuk, and our guest help instructor, Conservation Officer Nathan Dutchik. Thank you, Nathan, for helping so professionally at our practical evening. These gentlemen give of their time and energy to not just teach and instruct but to be an example to our students. Their life experience and knowledge and wisdom of the outdoors and hunting is incredible. Without a doubt, we have, in my humble opinion, one of the best, most well-rounded group of instructors in the province, said Steppen. And last, but certainly not least, thank you Liz for giving exposure in the Priestville progress to what happens at the Hunter Education course. You do a great job, especially taking pictures while dodging gun barrels. Not all students can attend the course, so there are options such as online courses. These are good for those who cannot attend for various reasons, but the collective belief of local instructors is that nothing beats a group setting where you are challenged each evening not just in theory but in practice. Steppen shared the lasting life lessons that are taught and hopefully captured in the lives of the students. Respect. Respect for their lives, and the lives of everyone around them, including those who may disagree with hunting or gun ownership. Respect for the critter, the birds, the fish, the land, the water, the air we all breathe, that God has so awesomely created. Respect for others' property, their home, yard, fields and animals. Safety. Doing unto others as you would want them to do unto you. We impress upon our students this simple but profound truth. Guns aren't dangerous, it's the person holding them that can create a dangerous situation. The students learn both theory and practical knowledge of firearms. They are required to show basic proficiency in hands-on gun handling, identifying proper ammunition, gun maintenance and safe storage. Introductory instructions in muzzle loading, bow hunting, shooting skills and survival are also taught. Wildlife identification and conservation, as well as firearm and conservation law, are very important parts of the course. Conservation, defined in the course as the wise use of the resource. Being a hunter who gives more than takes, who cares about equal opportunities for all, ensures fair chase of any and all critters, and keeps safety at the forefront of their experience. Ethics. Those beliefs that drive our behavior are discussed with the emphasis again on respect and going above and beyond in doing what's good and right for all around us, including our neighbors, the critters and their homes. To all you students who attended, a huge thank you, said Stepan. You are all very special to me and I am so grateful and honored to have been a small part of your lives. You are an awesome group of young and older people, and I look forward to meeting you often and continuing to get to know you better. Please hold what you've been instructed close to your heart and don't let it drift from your mind. Be courageous in believing, living and doing what is right regardless of the pressure from others around you. Till we meet again, happy hunting and may your heart be pure, your mind clear and honest, and your aim true, concluded Stepan.